Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
Today, we are going to talk about seven business trends we're excited about for 2023. So I'll start with number one. Number one is I'm excited about, I mean, this whole GPT AI thing is just exploding right now. We see Stable Diffusion, we see ChatGPT, we see all these different things. I think we're going to continue to see this stuff grow exponentially. Like, people are getting so creative, and just some of the AI art that I'm seeing and some of the captions that I'm seeing being created, I just think we're going to be able to save so much time and we're going to be able to move a lot faster as humans.
Number two, I'm really excited for all these streaming platforms like Disney Plus and Netflix rolling out ads. Reason being is they have so much attention. It's a great place to advertise, and you'll be able to track it to conversions because it's all internet-based, and you can see if the IP address went to your website, saw the ad, went to your website, and ended up converting.
Yep. I'm personally excited about the whole idea of building a media company. And so what I mean by that is marketing is getting harder, right? A lot of tracking, privacy stuff, like when we look at Meta, for example, it's getting harder. And that's a good thing, right? Net-net, that requires people to be more creative. And marketing fundamentally is human psychology 101, and it requires you to get people's attention. It requires you to hook. And so the whole idea of us having this podcast and then, like, you know, content remixing it for different platforms for shorts and longer form videos, things like that, that is creating this little media empire, right? And I'm super excited to see that. And I believe we're going to see a lot more companies do this to kind of diversify themselves from just relying heavily on the ad platforms.
Number four, I did a survey for where marketers are spending their budget in 2023, even though the economy is bad. One interesting trend that was there was a lot of companies are spending a lot more money on podcasting. Podcasting is a big open ocean. There's not that many competitors in the podcasting space compared to blogging. There's over a billion blogs to give you a sense of idea. When you go and you create a podcast, a lot of businesses are going to go and create their own, but they're also going to be spending a lot of money on podcast ads, more so the ads to promote their own podcast and increase their popularity. But I'm excited for that, right? There'll be more opportunities for advertisers when it comes to podcasts, more opportunities for listeners. And it's an amazing channel, converts really well too.
All right. Number five from my side is I believe in 2023 and also in 2024, we're going to see more M&A opportunities pop up. And that means you are going to be able to, let's say you want to buy attention, you can go buy a tool. Maybe the advertising deals that you get with these other companies is going to be cheaper, but that's a separate thing. But I do believe that we're going to see more M&A opportunities. You can use a tool like acquire.com. I believe it's no longer microacquire, it's actually acquire.com. And full disclosure, Neil and I are both little investors in that company.
And number six, I'm excited for in-person. A lot of businesses are telling people to come back to work, come to the office. I'm not saying that people need to be in the office every single day, but there's a lot of value from being inside an office. And I think it can provide amazing networking opportunities as well. And also brainstorming also helps you move things along faster. I just think doing everything quote unquote remote isn't that good in life. That's just my two cents.
Yeah. Well, before I go to number seven, I think I've mentioned before, as an extrovert, still at the end of the day, you can't necessarily schedule creativity. It just doesn't happen like that. Creativity just comes at you and you kind of just have to do it, right? And so when you're actually in an office, like, let's say Neil and I are in an office, like, hey, like, oh, this just happened. Dude, let's just get in a room. Let's record this right now. Or like, let's talk about this idea. And like, you make things happen a lot faster. The velocity happens a lot faster because you create that serendipity in the office. So that's not saying you need to be in the office 5 days a week. Maybe it's like 1 day a week or 2 days in a week or 3 days a week, right? And we were even doing that before the pandemic. We had 3 days in the office, 2 days remote, right? So I like to think of ourselves as contrarians, but you know, that's that. So number seven, last but not least, is the first one I talked about being excited about AI. But if you want to really leverage AI, it's really taking control of your own data, and it's having the proprietary data, right? Whether you have software on your own or whether you have a lot of, you know, you have analytics data on your site, or maybe you have a lot of users, maybe you have a lot of people on your email list. It's just about figuring out, you know, how using tools like ChatGPT, how you can provide the most value for your customers, right? Because now you can actually have a conversation with these chatbots. It's not like, you know, these chatbots that had scripted conversations in the past or that were very limited. I think we're going to see a big exponential increase. But if you're fortunate enough to have proprietary data on your own and you leverage it, you like connect it with like one of these chat API tools, then you're going to be good for the long term. So that is it for today. If you want to come hang out with us in person, by the way, for that serendipity, Miami, February 12th to the 14th, go to levelingup.com/founders to apply, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.